All right, then we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday on page Resh Lamed Tes, again, the beginning of Parak Chof Gimel. So the Ramchal says the following. He says, V'chi Yishaluha. So we left off, actually. Right, so remember, we spoke about, again, the idea of B'darchi K'nias Ha'anava, how to acquire the Midah of Anava. So we spoke about the idea, one of the ways in which a person acquires Midah of Anava is the recognition that no matter how much one accomplishes in life, after 120, we all go back to the same place, and we have to go ahead and give an accounting for how we lived our life. He says, Let's say, if we're really just for a moment able to visualize and able to think about the fact that after 120, there's going to go ahead and be this accounting. I couldn't select the other cat, I don't know why. So there's going to be this accounting. There's going to be this having to answer, ultimately, again, for what it is that we have done in this world. So any level of gaiva, any level of arrogance would just immediately go ahead and slip away. Hashemihu. So we'll say the other piece, in order to engender a sense of anava, of humility, is in, this is amazing. Inyan chiluf toldos hazman verov timuro sehem. Literally, the chiluf toldos hazman, if you look at 14, he says, his chalfus hamatzavim hamishavim la'adam imechayov. How it is that life changes so quickly. So this is an incredible, incredible idea. If you think about how quickly the realities of life could change, what does that mean? He says, Kia Ashir Kalihios Ani. Person who's wealthy now could literally become impoverished overnight. Vahamoshel Le'evet, the ruler, could become a slave. Vahamechubad, the one who's honored, Linikla, could be someone who's downtrodden. Vimuyachokolkach al Nikala. Loshuv ala matzav hanivza be'enav hayom eich yigba libo al matzavo asher inu batuach alav. Suppose, so here's what he says. You know, gaiva, arrogance, comes from a sense of feeling on top of the world. So sometimes a person, you know, so there are times in life where you look at a person and you say, okay, I can understand why they're a bal gaiva. I understand why they're a Bhagaiva, right? They have money, they have power, they have influence, they have a lot of good things going for them in life. I understand, and sometimes that's why you understand why guy. You see, let's say, the truth is, the downtrodden pauper, for him, it's not any sign not to be a Bhagaiva, right? Why? Because he has nothing to be a Bhagaiva about. Right? Gaiva is only a challenge for those who have a reason to have gaiva. So you could understand how it is that a person who has all of these beautiful brachas in life could be about gaiva. So the Ramchal says, so how do you address this? Realize the fact that it could all change in a moment. What we have now in life could change literally in the blink of an eye. When a person, now, what does that show you? What that shows you is that even the things you have, you don't really own. Even the things you have, you don't really own. I'm a custodian for my wealth. I'm a custodian for my blessings. These are things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed upon me. But at the end of the day, they could be taken from me. Or I could lose them just in a moment. When I realize that, then how could I become a Bal Gaiva over things that I don't even have the power to retain? You hear this? You can only become a Bal Gaiva. I mean, if you want to have a Hava Amina of being a Bal Gaiva, you could only have a havamina of being a bal gaiva if you know that you have control over the things that engender your gaiva. But if I know that the things that make me into a bal gaiva, I can't even control them, I can't even hold on to them, how at the end of the day can I become a bal gaiva as a result of them? Kama mini chaloi micholim. Chas v'chalila lavo ala adam sheitztarech b'mopiv lishani l'mishi ya'azor lo v'yisa'ehu v'yakel lo b'miktsas. We'll say, how many times can it happen? Chas v'shalom, illness. A person could be totally fine, totally healthy, and then out of nowhere, illness comes about, and all the money and all the influence and all the power can't go ahead and take care of that illness. I have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, with his good shluchim as well, to be able to deal with this. Kama tzaros, chas v'chalila yicholim labo alav. How many tzaros ultimately again could come upon me? She itztarich laleches l'shacher p'nei rabim asher ma'as lefamim l'asei slim shalom. This is an amazing statement. How many tzaros could come about where a person, again, in order for me to deal with my tzaros, I need other people. Those other people that I felt were so beneath me, those other people that I wouldn't even give shalom to in the past, and now it's those other individuals who mamish I need in order to go and help me. L'man yulol moshim u'dvarim eila anachnu roim be'eninu dvar yom biyomo. I will say, we see this each and every day. K'dayim l'chaser milev ha'adam ga'avaso u'lahabisho anava v'shiflos. I will say, this is really an incredible, incredible yisod. That we become, people become, you know, we, other people become chas shalom balei gaiva because of the things that they possess, because of the things they have, because of the things they are. When a person realizes that all of those things could be taken from me in just a moment, I could lose them in the blink of an eye, then at the end of the day, again, how could I possibly become a bal gaiva as a result of them? It's an incredible, incredible yisod. See, this is similar actually to the concept. I mentioned this in a shiur this past week as well, which is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, if you've learned a lot of Torah, do not go ahead and give yourself a big shkoyach. Why? Kilakach nivras, because that's the purpose for which you were created. So I think I mentioned this last week. I did mention this last week, right? Okay, so again, you remember that part from the Maharal. The Maharal said that Lamais, at the end of the day, even if a person goes in and learns Torah, I could do that because the Ribono Shel Olam has given me the faculties to do so. Without God's help, I couldn't even do those things. That's what Ramchal is saying over here. How can I become a Baal Gaiva for all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me, when at the end of the day they're fleeting and I can lose them literally in the blink of an eye, knowing that they could disappear so quickly and that I can't really retain them, which means I don't really own them, how could I ever become a Baal Gaiva? Let's just read one more line. He says, "Kushis bonin od ha'adam." I want to start the shiur a few minutes early. "Kushis bonin od ha'adam al chavasa lefanav yisparach." When a person begins to contemplate his responsibility before the Ribono Shel Olam, there's another piece like this, which is when I begin to contemplate the responsibilities I have towards God and how sometimes I'm derelict in fulfilling them, that also engenders an incredible sense of anava. Well, say it, if you think about it, so if we think about everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, and I'm talking about even if life is not going exactly the way that I want it, even in an imperfect life, there's so much that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. And yet, again, the expectations He has of us are relatively few in nature. L'maisa, again, the Ramchal says, we don't go ahead and we rarely live up to the expectations that God has of us. When I realize that, and again, the amazing part is, the Ribono Shel Olam is often willing to give us a pass. But when I begin to realize that, I often don't live up to just the basic expectations, that also engenders a sense of anava, also engenders a sense of humility. We'll pick up with this in your session. This topic, and again, all of this is about balance, because at the end of the day, a person doesn't want to, we can't live our lives feeling down on ourselves, upset at ourselves, but at the end of the day, a recognition that l'maisa, there is so much that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to me, so little that He expects in return, but at the end of the day, I often fail to even live up to those basic expectations. That goes ahead and engenders a sense of anava, a healthy sense of humility, to be continued in Meretz Hashem tomorrow.